Now, I repeat what I've said before. This should not be a partisan issue. Presidents Reagan, President Clinton, and both Presidents Bushes backed legislation to increase IMF resources. And Ronald Reagan called the International Monetary Fund, quote, the linchpin of the international financial system. In a letter to the House and Senate leadership last week, which I asked unanimous consent to include in the record.
The objection.
Members of the Bretton Woods Committee, which were the original entities that created some of the international organizations like the IMF that have created global stability, wrote that implementing, this is a quote, implementing the IMF quota reforms bolsters our leadership in the fund and provides the United States with what? Leverage to continue to preserve our national security and economic interests abroad. Now, let me tell you some of the folks that signed that letter. Madeleine Albright, former Secretary James Baker, Zbigniew Brzezinski, William Cohen, Stephen Hadley, Henry Kissinger, Tom Ridge, Condoleezza Rice, Clayton Yoder, Robert Zoellick, Lee Hamilton, Brent Scowcroft, Paul O'Neill, Frank Carlucci, Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, John Snow, Henry Paulson. This is a bipartisan list of who's who in foreign policy, all saying that this is critical to do.